Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some of the news from this climate change conference they just had in Egypt. I can't remember what it's called, COP20 or something. The name really doesn't matter. But one of the key points or one of the key takeaways from this meeting is the rich countries are going to give some sort of subsidy or payment to the poorer countries in the name of climate change. And let's go right to this article from the New York Times that I tweeted out. We'll go to this headline. And this is from, I believe this was from, it's over the last couple of days. And the New York Times title, it says, in a first, rich countries agree to pay for climate damages in poor nations. Now, on the surface, you say, okay, well, I mean, whatever. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. The United States sends a couple billion dollars to Sri Lanka because they had a flood. You know, at the end of the day, we shouldn't really be putting any weight into this. We shouldn't be allocating any mental bandwidth. I think this is a huge mistake, massive mistake, because let's go to my tweet and actually think this through and see where this naturally ends, right? How does this play out? And I think it becomes obvious when you consider the quote from Charlie Munger. Remember when he said, show me the incentive and I will show you the outcome. Okay, well, let's look at the incentive here for all. And by the way, I don't know what would define a rich country and what would define a poor country. I mean, I think a lot of people would say Colombia is poor and the United States is rich, but yet, if you just look at the federal government's balance sheet, the United States is at 120% debt to GDP, Colombia at 60. So how are you defining poor and rich? Are you saying that the United States can increase the deficits just to a limitless degree to where they can send newly created currency units or currency units that the American taxpayer is on the hook for, along with all the off-balance sheet liabilities like Social Security, like Medicare? You're saying that the U.S. citizen right now can just easily afford to send money over to Sri Lanka or XYZ country because they have a flood? I mean, this is nonsense. But again, let's focus on the incentives here. So you guys can see where this is headed and where this is going. Because first and foremost, how do you determine if a specific natural disaster is directly a result of man-made climate change? Just because you have a rainstorm or just because you have a flood doesn't mean that it has to be a result. Now, it could be, but let's just say that typically Sri Lanka gets 4 floods a year and next year they get 5 floods. Okay, can you accurately say that that one flood, that one additional flood, was definitively a result of man-made climate change? Obviously not. Why? Because the climate is always changing, regardless of what human beings are doing. That's what it does. It's changed for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it will continue to change thousands and thousands of years into the future, regardless of what we do. Now, granted, we can minimize our impact on these changes. I get it. But to say that 100% of any change is a result of something that man did or the rich countries is completely ridiculous and is antithetical to the quote-unquote science. I mean, anyone would say this. I mean, again, we go back to just the common sense of a third grader. And you say, you know, can you attribute 100% of any activity in weather or natural disaster or earthquake or whatever it is? Can you attribute 100% of that to, some guy driving a diesel truck in Idaho? Of course not. It's just insane at surface level. But then once we dig a little bit deeper and go through the incentives, we see how this becomes a massive boondoggle and how it can possibly lead to not just lockdowns for the next pandemic, but maybe lockdowns for climate change itself. Because based on these incentives, what you're going to see is a massive increase in the blame that is attributed to natural disasters caused by man, right? So because why? They're financially incentivized, these countries, to blame everything on climate change. Because you know that if you can somehow, or if you even claim that XYZ event is due to something the rich country did, then you're going to get an extra $5 billion. So why would you not claim that? You see, this makes no sense whatsoever. So you're going to get all of these countries all across the world, every single time they get a rainstorm, they're going to say, oh my gosh, well, this is obviously due to climate change. Give me the $5 billion, please. And that's going to go right into the back pockets of the politicians, the central planners, the authoritarians. Basically, none of it, if history is any indicator, basically none of it will go to the people that were actually harmed from XYZ natural disaster. But again, my point here is, let's just say that 10% of the natural disasters today around the world are attributed to man-made climate change. Watch what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years. That number is going to go from 10%. And I don't know if that's the number. I'm just throwing that out there as an example. But whatever the number is, it's going to go, it's going to 10x, or it's going to triple, it's going to quadruple in the next 2 or 3 years. Why? Because show me the incentive and I will show you the outcome. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts, Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So then what you're going to see in the mainstream media is all of this fear-mongering. Oh my gosh, the rate of natural disasters attributed to man-made climate change has gone from 10% all the way up to 90%. Fear, 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 fear. And then all the average Joe and Janes out there and all the do-gooders, all the Gen Zers that are just getting out of college are going to get hyper-focused on this one statistic. And then they're going to freak out. Oh my gosh, look what we're doing. The world's coming to an end. We've got to do something now. We've got to take action. No more fossil fuels. And then that's going to completely decimate the economy. And then they're going to say, okay, well, we can't completely get rid of fossil fuels. So we've just got to reduce our use. So what we have to do is, I think initially they'll move towards like an optional lockdown. Like they're going to encourage you to not go outside. They're going to encourage you to not drive your car. They're basically going to encourage you to stay in your house and use far less energy. But then what's going to happen is all of the do-gooders will get together, and then you'll have this virtue signaling type thing that you have today, where every single one of these people like to rat out their neighbor. I remember when I was in Arizona, what was the billboards that I saw everywhere? You guys have probably seen these if you live in the United States. It's like, see something, say something. I think it was something to that effect. So any little thing that you see, if you see someone walking outside without a mask, text this number immediately so we can go get them. And I think you'll see the exact same thing with this this further hysteria that will be created around man-made climate change as a result of creating this financial incentive for more and more of these disasters or any type of weather event to be blamed on climate change. In fact, I'll go so far as to say they'll start making up things that nobody as of right now would attribute to man-made climate change. they'll start saying that, oh, well, you know, our this recession that we have is due to man-made climate change. They'll say that, oh, well, you know, the fact that our food prices are going up, this is a result. So all of these countries, you sent me $5 billion last year for the flood. Well, this year we had another flood and food prices went up by 15%. So you need to send us $10 billion. Every single thing that happens throughout the economy. Oh, in fact, last night, my aunt got into a car accident, obviously because of climate change. Send over another billion, please. That's where this is headed. And in my opinion. And then again, I think how this transitions into that climate lockdown is you get more and more of these people, you know, see something, say something. If your neighbor is driving their car to an excessive amount, if your neighbor is eating too much meat, if your neighbor seems like they're going outside on the weekends when we know they shouldn't because they're damaging the economy, make sure you tell the proper authorities. Text 55555 or text climate code red to 55555 and give us the GPS location of your neighbor who is, you know, some sort of threat to national security. You can see it kind of, this is the spin they'll put on it. And it'll be the exact same argument that you had back during the Cerveza sickness, where this person is not only endangering grandma and grandpa, but now if you drive your diesel truck or eat too much meat, or if you go outside of your house, you're going to be endangering all of humanity. And we just can't afford to keep paying these reparations. Therefore, you need to sit your ass inside and just hang out in the metaverse for the rest of your life so we don't do any more damage to the, you know, the rainforest and the Amazon. So I think, again, if you just look at this at surface level, it seems rather benign. But if you start to think about the incentives and how these governments will leverage that financial incentive, and then what that means through the media, and then how that will play out in society at large, I think it's very easy to see how this one step closer to authoritarianism will take us from where we are today to potentially these climate lockdowns that we may see in the future. I think at the very least, people will be socially pressured into doing this, just like even today. People are socially pressured into wearing masks outside when we know definitively that makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. So you see all the teenage girls at the mall that are still wearing masks. Why are they doing that? Social pressure. And I think in the future, you know, these same teenage girls aren't even going to go out of the house for the exact same reasons. And again, to be clear, I think this is a huge step in that direction. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.